I think this, yes, he's here. Michael Russell was here a good couple 3 weeks ago, and he has a very interesting theory about highway traffic and that. Maybe he might even bother to explain it again tonight. I regularly violate his theory, at least on the way to work, and I do feel guilty about that sometimes. Anyway, Michael, I haven't heard your songs, then come on up. Welcome to Michael Russell. Care to grow 6 foot three in the next
few minutes? Well, good evening. I come up from Albany. It takes me about 12 hours because I don't ride in a car. I walk up here. So it takes me about 12 hours to reach Saratoga Springs. And all the way up, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, about the cars that go by. Sometimes I see a car go by, I say, too fast, too fast. You know, people get out there. I think that sometimes they go as fast as a car will go. And I think that says something of human nature. Human nature is somewhat abusive. In a world where it'd be all things in moderation, we as people seem to somewhat run wild with the things of the world. Alcohol and drugs and momentum, I think, is like anything that's in the world. I think it's easy for people to run wild with momentum and try to go as fast as the car will go. Well, some years ago, I used to drive around in my old Chevrolet, and my Chevrolet didn't go that fast. In fact, it went about 30 miles an hour, and I used to drive everywhere about 30 miles an hour, and I got real used to driving 30 miles an hour. And it's about the speed my bicycle used to travel at, 30 miles an hour. So I got very familiar with going about 30 miles an hour. And I envisioned, I was watching television one night back in 1972. And I saw a documentary by Mike Douglas of the ailing railroads in America. And a short documentary on the ills of motor vehicle transportation. And what it compared was the two different things, the trucking transportation and the railroad transportation, and said that at one time the railroad was prevalent in the country, but then the trucking industry kind of rose to gain prevalence over that of the railroad. And one thing the trucking industry has done year after year is to raise the speed limit. Now, thinking that there could be nothing more natural, more down to earth, more human than walking, as perhaps the intended design was for man to walk. Now, when man goes a little bit faster than walking, that's very unnatural, you see, because a man is going faster than walking. This brings about an unnatural behavior in man, because see, the intended design was for man to walk. So should man go faster than walking, it's unnatural. But I think it only gets people have a way of getting carried away with it, and they do this thing called speeding, and you get these people that have the profession and are professional race car drivers. And I figure these are the people that are trying to influence the faster speeds. I figure, and I blame it all on the trucking industry. All of it. All of this racing about and everything. So I had this idea. If everyone drove like me, If I could get everyone to drive like me, only 30 miles an hour. Of course, that would be about half the speed limit. And it'd be slower in some places. But I thought if I could do this, if I could get the American people to drive half the speed limit, I'd be doing a good thing for my people and my country. Because it wouldn't be right for me to say, well, I'm free. I'm free of motor vehicle transportation. I walk everywhere, and I'm free. But it's great that I'm free. But where does that leave everyone else? Racing around like chickens with their heads cut off. You know, driving crazily down the road, you know. Now and everyone says the same thing. Well, we're in a hurry, you know. Well, my idea is to make it popular to drive half the speed limit. Now, I figure at half the speed limit, things would be different at half the speed limit. See, for example, at half the speed limit, things would be different out there. If you wanted to cut into traffic, you'd have twice as long a time to get into traffic. You'd have twice as long time to get out of traffic. A dog would have twice as long to cross the street. A cat would have twice as long to cross the street. A human would have twice as long to cross the street. Of course, it would take you twice as long to get somewhere. You'd have to be dedicated. You'd have to say, I'm dedicated, you know, because if you said, well, now suppose you went to work in the morning. Now just imagine yourself saying, well, I'm going to be dedicated. I'm going to do it for safety, right? I'm going to drive half the speed limit. It'll take me twice as long, but I'll be twice as safe, you know. Now, if you can imagine, you know, when you go to work in the morning, the road that you take and the speed that you drive, and just envision yourself driving half the speed limit and giving yourself a little extra time to get to work, twice as long to get to work in the morning. Well, that's kind of, you know, that, and some people say, well, that depicts a slowdown. He's talking about slowing down. Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm talking about a nationwide slowdown, you know. Every day is Sunday. Now, Sunday drivers, you see them all the time. Whenever Sunday comes rolling along, you see them taking their time. Taking their time. Not in a hurry to get anywhere and not having to be on time. I'm Sunday driver today. Oh, yes. I'm Sunday driving today. Yes, I'm driving just like every day is Sunday. And I'm taking my time, I'm taking my time, I'm taking my time. I'm taking my time, I'm taking my time, I'm taking my time. I'm not in a hurry to get anywhere and don't have to be on time. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Saturday and Sunday. I'm driving just like every day is Sunday. And I think you could, and I think you would, I think you could, and I think you should be Sunday driving too. Yeah, Sunday driving's good for me. I bet it would be good for you too. Thank you.